Welcome, my fellow traders, to an extra episode of Truth Is Now Treason. Today, we're going to be doing a truth bit. We're going to be talking about Davos. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with what's going on in Davos, this is where the WEF gets all their big shots to come together, and they discuss how they are going to destroy the world. Now, Truth Is Now Treason isn't quite big enough yet to go out to Davos by ourselves, but you know what? One of our favorite media outlets out there, Rebel News, they went out and they interviewed some people out there. I want you to listen to these interviews because these are awesome. It shows you how when those on the left, those do not care about you or your freedoms, when they are pressed with real questions, they won't say a word. The first clip we're going to play here is when Rebel News was interviewing the CEO of Pfizer. If you're not sure who Pfizer is the one who's out there making money, hand over fist, making sure they're giving you a shot that is worthless, otherwise known as the vaccine for COVID-19. Oh yeah, listen to the questions he's being asked and his response. Here it is.
Can I ask you, when did you know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly?
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Answer that question. I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission, but why did you keep it secret? You said it was 100% effective, then 90%, then 80%, then 70%. But we now know that the vaccines do not stop transmission. Why did you keep that secret?
Have a nice day.
I won't have a nice day until I know the answer. Why did you keep it a secret that your vaccine did not stop transmission?
Is it time to apologize to the world, sir, to give refunds back to the countries that poured all their money into your vaccine that doesn't work, your ineffective vaccine?
Yeah, you have a little bit of red.
Are you not ashamed of what you've done in the last couple of years?
Do you have any apologies to the public, sir?
Are you proud of it? You've made millions on the backs of people's entire livelihoods.
Are you worried about product liability? Are you worried about myocarditis?
What about the sudden deaths?
What do you have to say about young men dropping dead of heart attacks every day? Why won't you answer these basic questions? No apologies, sir.
Do you think you should be charged criminally for some of the criminal behavior you've obviously been a part of? How many boosters do you think it'll take for you to be happy enough with your earnings?
That's pretty funny. You know, when they are given real questions, there's silence. They won't say a word. Isn't that amazing? And if you think he's the only one, you could also listen to their interview they do with John Kerry. John Kerry, again, afraid to give them a real answer. We're not going to play this one because I thought this one was even better, especially considering Time Magazine called her the person of the year, Greta Thunberg. And if you're not sure who she is, listen to the first three words she says in this clip. I think you'll get the picture. Now listen to her answers to the questions she's been.
How dare you?
It is the most important person in the world, according to the World Economic Forum. It is young Greta Thunberg. So we'll see if we can catch a minute of the young lady's time. Greta, how many times did you rehearse your arrest at the German coal mine? How many times did you rehearse it? Because it looked staged. Is it true?
Greta, considering you've not spent much time in school, how do you know so much about climate change? Greta, as a real journalist, is climate change as real as your arrest?
Will you renounce violence, Greta? Or do you support Antifa? You've worn an Antifa shirt before. Are you in favor of Antifa?
Greta, how did you get here today? What was your climate footprint in traveling here? Greta, how do you feel about discussing climate change with the delegates here when nearly all of them take private jets? Do you think at least the fact these delegates take private jets is a bad thing against, you know, what you believe in? All of this could be done via Zoom, so surely you should be encouraging all the delegates here, especially the likes of US Special Envoy John Kerry for climate change. Surely you should be saying to these people, You should be doing this via Zoom with a much smaller carbon footprint, surely? Greta, avoid my questions if climate change is a con.
Greta, what do you think about this
one? Well, I think that says enough.
Again, silence. Isn't it amazing? They don't have the guts to answer real questions. You know what? I'd love to bring on MSNBC, NPR, CNN, any of them. I'd love to have them ask me questions. I guarantee you, I'd answer them back. You know, it just goes to show you, these people are spineless. They love taking away your freedom, but boy, when they get questioned on it, they're not going to respond unless it's one of their favorite news outlets just sitting there ready to be their sycophants. It just goes to show you, these people out there in Davos, all they're really interested in is making sure they're out there to destroy your freedoms and your world. We need to be concerned about this going on. Make sure you pass this on to other people. Tell other people about our Beginning of the End series that talks about the WEF and what they're wanting to do out there in Davos. And you know what else would help? Go on to our Facebook page. Like all of our posts. Like our posts on Instagram, on Twitter, on Truth Social. Follow them. That would help us out so much, my fellow traders. We want to see the word get out there. The media is out there trying to hide the truth. We're out there to expose it. Until next time, my fellow traders.